Holding with Simon Reish Aleph. The whole entire Simon is about building Mikvois. That's going to get to us. How the last Sif, Sifayin Hei, is very Negev. We have two different halachas over here. We have the halach of the Mechaba that brings down about putting inside hot water into the mikvah. We have the Ramaz halacha about doing Mechitza Achat Tilo. So first putting hot water inside the mikvah. So come along the Beis Esif, they bring down the Ben Shimshon. It says once we have the Sugya on Daf Sam Zayin, but the person does not stand on top of a kli. Beside the Sfar of Gezeres Mechatzois, that's Gemara's Havimino. According to Ravid, we even hold that way in Maskana. I already saw you passing in the Mechaba by also Kutta the Chesed Plam Aleph, and even with the Evid, but also like Tfilah. Why? Because we don't want people to go inside Mechatzois, and the Tfilah has to be inside the Mikvah. So the Ben Shimshon Kolshgen, if you think standing atop a kli inside a kli Gezeres Mechatzois, heating up water, having a bath, that's geschmack over there, it's really a bayav gzeres mechatzois. And there were times a vandish mean is pouring hot water inside a mikvah. You can have hot mikvahs. Ayah has different kashim, different sugyas. Case in the base of mikdosh, she says, Eish was per mikdosh, as a kashim chametvera, yesh lechalek. It comes out, the Rebbe Shimcha says, you have to be machmer not to put in hot water inside your mikvah. Atzad HaShani, the Dark Moshe, come along and says, bring down a rabbi and a rivah. They come along and say, no, we don't find this Gzeira anywhere. Might be good for our people. Kolshkein, Chazal did not say it. Could be there's a Chilak over here. And therefore they want to be Mekel. Jemachlik is among the Rishayim. Halacha, the Mechav brings down Yesh Mishayisr, but without quoting anyone who's being Mekel. Pasha, the Mechav has come along to be Machmer. Even if they come along to Lashon Ramah, he says, he brings down that those who want to be Mekel, Mikol Mokom Yesh Lachmer, let's be Machmer. Have a mokum that's no to be makel, ain't limchois. That means the passion of Moslem, you don't do it. Those who do it, don't make a mocha against them. But the valid correct thing is lemaisa not to go do it. So you have the machabah's sofim to be machmer, the Moslem saying not to go do it. The obvious question is, lemaisa, look around. It's very clear, everyone's doing it. It's against the machabah, the idea of the Ramah, and then Taz Shach left as is. On the page, no, it seems to be simple. That's what a person should go do. So how in the world are we heating up our mikvahs? So to make 6 points over here. First, the Pesach Tshuva sends you to Advaz and Tshuva. The Advaz points out, besides that Dr. Moshe has two Rishonim, the Rav Yo and the Rivo, the Maisa is not in the Rambam. It's not in the Rif. It's not in the Rosh. Kiddua, those are the big three. And forget, why is the Mechava going against the big three? It's not in the Torah. It says, the fact that Rishonim don't bring it down, true, you found a Mordechai for Ben Shimshon. But the Rishonim, I'm not saying it. It's very subtle for the Rishonim. Aleph. The second point, even the Mechaba's Lashon is Yesh Mishoimer. They bring down from the Sefer Nivcha Mekesef that the Edis, that the Maron bases himself in his own mikveh, he heated it up. That means he says Yesh Mishoiser. But he himself, the Maisa, was not knowing that way. He himself. There are those Aser, you should know that. But he himself didn't do that. Number three, they point out you might see read the Tshuvas, and it's only the mini class to heat it up. Everyone's discussing it. Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. I mean Shabbos. The whole entire week you have a problem over here. And the words of Chok Mazodim Kfar Nogu. The Tzemach Tzedek brings down from the grass, that's the Hanogo. The Archon Shulchan says, Chash Rishom Lepak Mekalze. Some should Chash Rishom give a shear against that. Avad Chash Rishom. Now the Archon Shulchan points out the reason why the Mechabah could be Machmer, even in hot places, because it's usually warm over there. But the reason why the Mod being Mekel, he lived in Krakow, but it's freezing over there. Avada in Limchais. So you want to say why each one passing there on Hog over here, and still he ends off Chash Rishom Lepakvek. Number four, Maisi, even if they Svarit, coming with the Ben Ishchai, has a Shuv about it, to Ash Lamesha, and they themselves say the Maisi, even though we have the Mechaber, the Minig is to be Mekel, the Abiyomer, usually he always follows more and more and more. Here has five Shuvas Lamesha, we have eight of Sereni, but he says himself the Maisi is Mekel. And even if they swab the Maisa, are knowing to be Mekel over here. A fifth point, you can really ask a question. I said four reasons over here, but at the end of the day, it's against the Mechaber, it's against Ramah. But true, I pointed out other Rishonim. I pointed out the Mechaber was not knowing this way. I pointed out that's not the meaning. But at the end of the day, let's read the Mechaber. Let's read the Ramah. Let's read the Taz. Let's read the Shach. It said the Maisa to be Machmer. So there's a fifth point over here. The words of the Mechaber is not to pour hot water inside the mikvah. Oy lechaber nar. Discussing a case when you're heating up water in one place and you're pouring it somewhere else. We heat up here and you're connecting it to the mikvah over here. What about a case where the mikvah itself has water and you heat it up there? You put coals into the mikvah. The Rambam is very clear. It doesn't say you cannot hot mikvah. Don't say that. He says, do not heat up one place to pour in. We'll heat it up and do shvaris anoid. What about putting coals in the mikvah and heating up the mikvah itself? Is that a problem or not? So come on, Shlomo Kluger, a main nida on the sip over here. Says Kolshke, a still exerts mechatzos. A vada come along the Rambam to ask that case over here. The Maisa, the Chaim quoted Shlomo Kluger, say, no, that's not so. Forget, let's read the words of Rambam. And therefore, the Kishuk Aruch over here, and the Masham of the Tshuva, the both Kodim may need us, saying, if I care, and the Emir Yoshua, say, side the Machabin, side them all, the Maisa they want me to make. Therefore, Dain Weiss, the Tshuva about this, he's discussing radiators. I have mikvahs that heat up either, now with coals, we have radiators, or we have these pipes over here that heat up the mikvah. And the one time of the reason to be Machmur, the Machabin Amor, is the Sugil of Nir Kesheivim, Gzeres Machatzos Nir Kesheivim. Maisa, here the mikvah, everyone sees it clear it's a mikvah. Not like you heat up somewhere else and you have a bayam at Maim Sheivim. You hit, clear the kosher mikvah, they heat up over here. If you want to revive what happened, it's Bushlam, it's a good point, but that means best, first of all, mikvah is a clear mikvah. But the where they built it, they set up, and the price you're paying for it, it seems to be that they, as long as it's built correctly, then it's clear it's a mikvah. That's true, but the way how they built things, the hunger is how they built it, weren't goyzer around things that have no chashash of being merchatzois.
Any person come up the street will be able to tell
the difference. That's true, no one can tell the difference. But weren't goyzer on these things. That's what the Chayim are saying. And therefore, the one time they sign the mechab d'amor, again, it's very important. Not some we have reason again. We have reason to make all for Nogu. And we had the base himself in Nogu, make all we have Rishim that way into Das Yachid over here. But even they want Kamal Masham and the Kitzer, even the Mechabar Amor agree in radiators, agree in the case of coals over here, forget from they need though. What time they agree over here? That's number 5. Number 6, Netziv has a tshuva, Meshav Dover, Bortam, they dike a tshuva over here. It says, Maisa, at the end of the day, you have to heat up the water. If not, you have to be choshi, people will not go to the mikvah. Shash over here. And therefore, it's choiva lanu, lirish through the Mesakin to heat up the mikvah. The chiv upon us not to follow the law, because if you follow the law, Yechumah maybe they kulo. I mean, maybe in certain communities we're very firm, very makbid. But besides the idea, maybe you have a baya of we point out in the sugya pachad mirsas, the wood is very cold. People will not be told correctly. For certain communities, people might say, "Well, not go. The wood is not convenient." Everyone knows if there are not a happy and healthy atmosphere, and not serene and nice to you, and not user friendly and being nice to people. Someone who's in the less people go there. What happens? I don't know what happens. Well, the Maisa again, the words in the Meshav Dover is Yesh Lachosh, people will not be toivel, and they have a chayvel lono to heat up the waters. So, with these 6 points over here, that's clear where the minig is coming from, that we're not chayshish, beisayshi wasn't chayshish. Certainly, that's a minig, and therefore, certainly, ain't limchayis, and fire nagel, chok masana, ready, the Maisa, we make and we heat up our waters. And again, it could be even the Chabar Amor hold when the coal is there, the radiator is there, it could be the cool Amor is not a problem. Second sugya. It seems to me, I mean, I've seen the heating elements inside the mikvah. I'm actually not sure what they're doing in the mikvahs, I'm not clear. But I see there are pipes inside and they have, could be there, I'm not sure how they're doing it exactly. Fine, second sugya. Taking a bath after you go to the mikvah. We have a Mishnah in Zavim, Parakei, Gortan, more known for the Olam and Shabbos, like Gimel Beis. The Gimel over the Mikdam, Yudchas Dover, the Ogrezer, Beisol, Beis Shammai, upon Klai Yisol. Over there, the Mishnah says, these are things that place them as a Tshuma. First thing, you Oichel Rishon. A second thing, Oichel Sheni. A third thing, you drink Mashkin as Tomei. A fourth thing, Habar Roish Avivu B'Mayim Shuvim. Person who is Tamei and he goes to the mikvah and then puts Roish Avivu B'Mayim Shuvim is also one Yud Ches Dover. A fifth case is even a Tar who does Roish Avivu Gimel B'Mayim Shuvim. A sixth case is touching a Sefer. A seventh case is your hands. An eighth case is Tol Yoyim. And afterwards, Oichel Mekelim that touch Mashkin. Those are the 9-10 cases over here. That's Nichol Yud Ches Dover. And the Yud Ches Dover has come to place less of Truma. Now, what is the reason over here to Aser? Gemara asks a question, what's he saying to Aser? Roish Shavuba Maim Shuvim. So Gemara speaks out, the Yisrael over here is very simple. that when it used to be, they used to go to the mikvahs in the caves, and the caves were there, the water was sruchim, smelly, one wasn't comfortable, they didn't enjoy it with dirty water, and they want to wash themselves off afterwards. So what they do, first go into the cave, into the mikvah, tevel, then come out, do mayim shuvim. After a while, what were people saying? Loi elu matarin, el elu matarin. What's coming to matar you? Not the mikvah, the cave over here. What's matarin you? The mayim shuvim, the ruchitza afterwards. Elita problem, people only do the ruchitza afterwards, not going to the mikvah. The Gemara goes on further, if so, why in a Torah person you do mayim shuvim on top of them coming to matar you? The Gemara says very simple, ilaha lekaimoha. That means basically we have a gzeir over here, that after going to the mikvah, you should not do mayim shuvim on top of a person to give a lugim. Why? Because people might think this was coming to matar you. Now the question is, can you take a shower after going to the mikvah? That's the obvious question built upon the Gemara. So the starting point is, the Gemara is very clear, discussing elu paislam as a truma. Tumah v'tahara, truma. Is it nigeh nidah l'baila? Is it the same sugya, two separate sugyas? By now we know from Kuntz HaDeches, Siv Zayin, that yesh l'chal tumah v'tahara nidah l'baila. And by then, over there in Siv Zayin we spoke out, this is the 10th place right now, we're going to have this chilik over here between nidah l'baila versus the case of tumah v'tahara. Most times, tumah is more makfa, the case of nidah l'baila. So this harchoka, this yudches dover, is it only by the case of placing the truma, or is it also a case of nidah l'baila? That's a shaila among the Rishonim. Come on, the Beis Yosef, and bring down the shaila. The Erzurua says, well, let's think about the svar over here is what? Because people will think what's coming to matar you, the mayim shuvim, and not the mikvah. So what's svar to mechalik? Just like by placing the truma come along to be machmer, he'll also come along to be machmer, aleph. Secondly, he points out, dilaha lekaimaha. If you come along to be makel, mayim shuvim, nidah l'baila, come along to be makel, by place it was a truma. So both words of the Gemara come along to ask the case of either nidah l'baila.
Say that by everything though.
No, but the Gemara speaks out over here. The Gemara says over here, ilah l'kai moha, by to ask even for a person's Torah. So we see we built into the Gzera that svara. And the Beis Yosef being down there, for there's a shpat that's machmer, there's a kech, a truma that's machmer. At Shad HaShani, read the Daka Moshe, and it brings down the places to read, my see, he said, not the way. It said, did Daka Eilu place of his Truma, the lost on the mission over here. The Shari Jewish said, Eilu place of his Truma, and nothing more than that. So you have a clear machlokes Yishen over here, what to go do, and then you get to the case of, by taking a shower after the mikvah. There are those who want to be machmer, and those who want to be mekel, there's Maramat's mekel, Ogre's mekel, machlokes among the Yishenim. Loch Lameister, come on, Gramor, and you bring down Yish Eisrim, L'chein Nogu. We ask them washing yourselves in Chitza Achat Tfilo, we ask for it. And therefore, the Bnei Ashkenaz, Lavush brings it down, the Kishon Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Masham, the Taris Yisrael, the Moshe, and race from Maisa Begdan Aloch to Maisa Tmi Machmer. L'chein Nogu, Loshen Aramol Beir. Again, they do point out in the Sukkot Shabbos and Afyadalad, the Bnei Yeshua, the Maisa points out, only for Truma. The green on the page over here, when he says it, Salocha, he said, Avakfar Chokulav. They argue on the Ramah already. They point out the Goyin argues on this Ramah. And therefore, they point out, read the Chokhmah Sodom. It's not brought down the Chokhmah Sodom. Why can you do the Chokhmah Sodom with the Talmud, the Goyin? It's not being done with Salocha and not doing Rechitz after Tefillah. And therefore, the Isim Chaim can be asking this question. We wrote to him, he says, Lamaisa, the Goyin argues. So Chaim sounded like he went to be Michael. He told us, he wrote back to us, the Goyin argues. So Machol is going versus Ramah, Machol is Shredin. But the Maisa, most form of Malakim, and place going go like the Ramah, the Chaynagu. The Bnei Svad, Yishvotim, Kiduah, the Mechaba does not bring it down. The Beis Yosef inside seems to be Mekel over here. And therefore, the Chidah himself, and the Ben Ishchai, and the Bi'oim, the Kedarko, Paskins like this Mechaba, there is no minik to be Machaba over here. So Bnei Svad certainly don't have this Baya. Maisa Bnei Ashkenaz, very small Maisa Machaba, the Chaynagu over here. But the Evan, let's say he took a shower afterwards. They go back to mikvah, Yerushalayim, Chayitz of Litvo. Maisa, a gam loshen of the Rashbat that's brought on the Beis Yosef is also like Tefillah. Maisa, the Svarim do not go that way. That does not say over here. It says V'cheinogu not take shiva afterwards. We don't pass the Tefillah over here. Maisa, but the Evan still is no problem. Question: L'chatchila to go take a shower. So let's go right now. First, the Mahalach of most Bnei Ashkenaz, the Maisa Machmer. There are three questions in the Gedah of Machrim not to take a Rechitza Achat Tefillah. Of how far do you take this getter? One question is until how long? You go to the mikvah, the Isha, until 2 weeks later, until she comes to Nida again. Question is how long? One question. A second question over here is, let's say there are tzrachim, which are refuah, health reasons, she has to take a shower, she's an istinus, And the third question is, what about men? Tfilas Ezra, Yom Kippur, Chayv Adam Tarias Mevaregel, the same halacha negated to men. In most cases, El Poislim is the case of men, the best in the most case. Oh, right. That's going to be the question again. The shower different. Great question. So first, how long? So first, in the parallel to Ketubah by Moshe in Yerodea, Chelik Beis, and Simon Tadigvav, discussing in Ishas in the mountains, the husband's in the city. The Isha, she has to go to the mikvah Monday night, the husband's coming Friday. He gets involved about going to the mikvah on Monday night. I said, Numis Hanhogas and Klai Yisrael is, even though the husband's not around, to go to the mikvah. Again, the Shiloh, different Hanhogas and Klai Yisrael. If you go, what do you do? Either sleep with a knife in your bed, or with your husband's clothing, or with the child, Kudoimo. The Isha Moshe, what about a shower? So Moshe said, we have this minig in the Ramah already, and therefore you can take a shower, not that night and not the next morning, 24 hours. Next night. That's what Ramah is saying. The Ramah is not saying until your husband comes, which is Friday. You go to the mikvah Monday night, that's Mamash Shuvah. Monday night, he says, you can't take until next night, Tuesday night. That's the get of the Ramah over here.
The husband does that, it's still after that.
Oh, get to that. I'm speaking out points over here. That means we have one question of Maisa, when a husband's not around, how far? The Moshe is very clear how far. We have 24 hours. And therefore, Nevinsal says this way, the Sefer Baruch Dovah has a true that way, Pritara and Lakewood goes this way, Atzad HaShani, Hamul Devatzino says 24 hours that night. What's the whole story over here? They might think what's coming to Matara. Well, Maisa, that night, that's enough already. The Pesach Shah goes to get us that night. So we have one question when the husband's not around, what the Shir is, the Shalom among the Swarm, is it that whole Jewish day? That night and day, not 24 hours, don't be made slaves. Is that whole Jewish day, that night, the next day? Or is it Dafka that night? That's one question. Second question, let's say the husband is around. How far? So come along with Yaakov Kamnetsky, and he writes, Emes Yaakov. Well, the thing about it, the whole reason why, the chashash over here, because lo ilim etarim, ilim etarim. If they already have Tashmish, she's not going to make that mistake. So says Yaakov Kamnetsky, once you have Tashmish, after Tashmish, about to take a shower. Don't chashash over here, she'll make a mistake and think, what's being etarim? The shower, well, she went to the mikvah and then she had tashmish, allow us mitara, the mikvah over here. And therefore, the Yashiv, the Feinstein, the son of Moshe, said, Moshe is causing a case, after the husband's not around. With the husband's around, until the case of tashmish over here. Kongo Vosner and Chalkein Shuvah says, wait a second. If that's a spore over here, why not get tashmish? And you have chokas. Once Maisi touch each other, since over here, she'll not make, once you touch each other, not make a mistake, lo ilimitarim, ilimitarim. You see, when you mut over here, you match it over here. They want to any kravis, any negi over here. Maisa also, you see the yisrael over here. The person of maisa can be mekel. Therefore, the mishmasa tyro or pischei megotim and the shir tyro, they go this way. That means the second question: when the husband's around, what? How far is the getter? Some from go to get his tashmish, some go to get his kravis over here. The third question in this: how far this case is. We're discussing the case when a person's in the mikvah. Maybe Tafka in the mikvah there's a svarta machmer. The person went to the mikvah, there's a cave over here, and there's a take new chitz over here. I can say ilmataram, ilmataram. The person goes to the mikvah, then comes back home. They're going to think, what? I went to the mikvah for no reason? Of course, I went to the mikvah to tire myself. I came back home. I did a whole pulo. Now that I went to the cave and I have two things here, and I'm not sure what's happening. Maybe the whole, when I come home, maybe Yesh Lechalik. So there is a question from the Zalman and the Kloiseberger and the Pasotcha. They say the loch is dafke in the mikvah. When you come home, there's no chashash over here. Elam etarim. Shev Kosi and Israel Berkowitz or Orchestaro, they come along with Isaac Kahn. They say the loch is dafke in the mikvah. That's how the Shani Moshe says, no, not that way. Rakhamleski, not that way. Nevitzal, Berach David, and Nuis from say not that way. I mean, basically, we have three questions over here: how to apply the gedder in the machmirim that most of the Ashkenaz do. That means the one question is, first of all, when a husband's not around, how far is it 24 hours? Is it day and night or dafka that day? The second question is it getter over here tashmish or kravis? And third is the svarbia that obviously the machloik is it halacha dafka the mikvah or not? Which now leads, take a step further, the getter over here. In the mikvah, when you don't get home yet, pashas all of the Ashkenaz being machmer. So the question is, can you take a shower in the mikvah, especially today, to the matzah of Corona? Health reasons. So they get involved a couple of questions. First of all, you ask the question of a shower. Is a shower different in the case of taking a bath with chitz over here? So Yisrael B'Yashiv, and B'Yashiv says, since the idea of taking a shower does not work for the case of teskavim, therefore it's not nichel negedah of a kli over here, therefore once it's time to shower, you can't be mekel. Maisa, if you, anyone knows the sugya, most form, not all of them, go nalakal biyashu. It helps with teskatim. You want to say it's not nichol, it goes tipa tipa, it's not nichol get a vekli. If it's not nichol, gzera dafka ma'am shuv in the case of vekli. So he has a, comes out, his churma by teskatim will come out of cool over here. That's your client. Also wants to make a, the Maisa, come on safer, what?
Also
he doesn't say why. That's why I brought on Piskei in Mishnah Lachas. Meister, the Sefer Pasotcho and points out those one mechalik, whether the case of a shower or the case of a bath. He says, you look in the Ramah in the Torah's Chattis in Tvus Krakow in Shin Lamed Zayin. Over there, the Ramah wrote Lashon Lishtatev. Not like the Ramah over here brought it down a different Lashon of. In case of mutal going to merchatz, over here it says loshon merchatz. They point out in Torah Chatzis has the loshon of mishtatev, a case of a shower. And Pasukha says, no one over there seems to argue the point. Over here they switch loshonis, and it's clear any safer or so there are more. That's the tfus that they have. Would not come along to say maybe a shower is different. It's in black white or more that says it Torah Chatzis. And the newest from Dubina on the carousel. The mother switched the Lashon over here, the case of Rechitz over here. And it sounds that way that's Lashon of Gemara, also pouring things on top of Rosh Hashanah on top of the head. And therefore, if the Lashon of the Advaz, the Kishon Gemara points out, it's a case of a shower. And therefore, the Swarm of Moshe's case is a case of a shower. It's causing a wife, a girl wants to take a shower on Monday night, says, wait 24 hours. That is the case over there. And therefore, most from say the shower is no different than the case of a Rechitz of going in the bath.
What's the Swarm?
What's Chesod Mechalik over here?
Huh?
Same thing. Once we have a Bayah, what's going to tire you? Maybe.
Why would someone say you shower?
Again, once we have a Gemara that says, if Gemara says you might go into the cave and think what's going to tire you, not the cave, the water afterwards, you also the shower afterwards, same idea. That means in those times it shall be the same thing. We're not Mechalik. You can tell me today the whole sword doesn't apply anymore. But once in those days, the shower was no different in the case of a shower or a Chitzo. It could be there's no sword Mechalik. Again, that's the words of the Amar Torah Chatzis in the Numis Prince Lishtatik. A second Eitzah, if you don't want to go the Eitzah of a shower, they discuss the whole Gemara is Roshim Ruboy, but let's say only Chelik Mudagof, or Davka Ever Ever, among the Swami Chanami. Well, let's say you want to take a full shower, is there an Eitzah? So you can come along with Moshe himself, and he says, let's say Ish is an Isthmus, or Shifur, or for health reasons, words of Moshe, and Moshe is a Tassi offered. The words of Adi Yosef is the Chum Ba'almo, and Numis from come along and say, the Moshe, since it's an hoga that we do, but since it's a mokum of sakonim, whether it's koch nefesh is poshut, even not koch nefesh, you can get sick, a young person, it's no kshat for koch nefesh. The mice, it's a chumma, it's an hoga that we do over here, but we tzad refuah, bria, istness, the mice, we certainly not be make over here, and take on, we mach on our person's health over here. I see that Seichem Yad David, in the Kedis Matayu Gil Yudalev, his tshuva on Kuron about this question. It says, Vada lochas al skrona, Vada we take showers afterwards. And Kashamati in the mikvahs, Maisa, they tell me the Noshim, numerous ones are told to take a shower afterwards. Mitzad the matzim today.
Shabbos?
Shabbos, I don't know what they do. I think the Jew is not discussing Shabbos. Bapi Svar, Shabbai? Cold water, yes. Bapi Svar, I would say yes. I just what bothered me a little bit is the Chor, do you have any matineder? Shumamish should be the same question. They get to be matineder and the matzim tefillahs that you do. We discussed already last time. You usually do 9 till you want to do 1 or 2 with Zakarona. Then we discussed the 4 different sheets of what to go do. We hadn't seen anyone discuss about Torah Sadarim. It should be the same Machlaikis. A Gam over there, I think he was placed in Maisa and Mekel over there. Gam this from Maisa and Mosham and Machber. I think then obviously Mekel. Should be the same exact Sugil of Mitzah and Sugil of Torah Sadarim. You could say, because I'm only about to the minute right now, this time and next time, because Hashem will get out of the massive of this pandemic right now, therefore will not be about to the minute. You won't have to do a case of Torah Sadarim. The last case, what about negate the sugya of men? So again, Makolius, it sounds like the sugya should be no sort of mechalik over here. The case of negate to men. And therefore, why not? So come, I see the isim nam zobar isim by men not, shevkosi men not. Tverse on mechalik, we say, the whole men should be the same thing. They could say specifically by Tfilas Ezra, they come along and say, Tfilas Ezra, my is a chumro. It's not a minig, it's not a lochro. It's an hokam alma that pushim take upon themselves. Therefore, the words of Pasadcho, Ramon Ketshuva, Ein Lahach Mekal Afilu Prushim. Because what take on the Chumro and the Hokavir? They ask a question of Liashu, he said, no problem, about Yosef, Hagam, they ask a question to Avazir, so you should be Machmer. That's Ramon. Once you take on the Chumro, the whole Chumro is Mitzadi, you're being tefila, mamish like a bad carrier here. Said a Vosner, I said a Nasher Klein, the Meister Spin Machmer. So I see him was from our Mekel. Those are Meister Machmer. Same question again to Erev Shabbos. Once you go to Mikvah, it's at Erev Shabbos. To bring down the Emre Emes Meister, he would not take a shower afterwards. Shabbos Am says, why the Meister Tayshik Kedusha? I take a shower. And Emre says, well, in the Tayshik Kedusha, is take on this halacha over here. Just to end off, it's brought down the Sefer Alei Le'Yibol in Chilik Bey, is the Issa of Shlomo Zalman. Maisa, what would he do? She said, Maisa, before I go to the mikvah, I took a shower before I went to the mikvah and after I went to the mikvah. I took a shower before I went to the mikvah, mitzad v'ahavt l'reicha kamoicha. I took a shower afterwards, mitzad those who were not machmen v'ahavt l'reicha kamoicha. Maisa, especially during the 9 days, the idea of taking showers, it gets involved in Shaila of Anhoga versus v'ahavt l'reicha kamoicha. Today, Avad Mitzah Matzah Makrona, Avad, you can't take showers as Poshit. You could ask a question, do you really gain out of it, washing off right away, getting home? I don't know, you have to ask that to get a doctor. Maybe you should just go home quickly, take a shower, and sit in the place and say you get home or not. But the Sage Shabbat, which is on the Zamba, should take into account. That's clear, that's not even a Shaila. That's a Din Deraisa, a Pasuk in the Kedoshim, Kedoshim to you. That's really something to do or not to take into account. So, Shlom Zalman, yeah, they asked him this question. He said, I'll spend the Kamei Chol, yes. Yeah, 100%. Actually, I think they asked him simply on the 9 days. Right, Bez Hashem, do Chazor right now. Tomorrow, Thursday, we'll do the Lux of the 9 days. And Tana Parsha, and Bez Hashem on Sunday, we'll do Chazor, I think, hold by Sifri Fest, and onwards in the Siman Shavuot. Let's go. What's what?